Eric Adams, Texas governor, primed the pump for city's worsening migrant crisis. By Randy Clark on October 4, 2023. New York City Mayor Eric Adams continues to blame migrant arrivals on Texas Governor Greg Abbott, saying, "Governor Abbott primed the pump, and that pump is flowing freely from all over the globe." The mayor's remarks came during a media event announcing a pending visit to Mexico, Ecuador, and Colombia later this week. The mayor says he wants to see the situation firsthand and urge migrants not to come to the city. Adams described the recent increase in migrant arrivals to the Big Apple that reached 600 to 800 daily. The Roosevelt Hotel, used as an intake center for arriving migrants, had roughly 412 migrants awaiting placement at the time of the press event. Adams blames the increase in recent arrivals on Texas Governor Abbott but fails to acknowledge the widely reported surge in migrant crossings at the southern border that saw daily migrant apprehensions by the Border Patrol reach an average of 8,000 to 11,000 daily during the latter part of September. As reported by Breitbart Texas, in September, large migrant groups of up to 2,500 strong made landfall in Eagle Pass, Texas, at a pace greater than the Haitian migrant crisis in Del Rio, Texas, in 2021. In 8 days, Breitbart Texas observed more than 16,000 migrants cross the Rio Grande from Piedras Negras, Coahuila, to Eagle Pass. Despite the heavy presence of local, state, and federal law enforcement, Texas military soldiers, and layers of razor wire, the migrants crossed the border into Texas unscathed. The flow of migrants into the small border city captured the attention of tech billionaire Elon Musk, who visited Eagle Pass on Thursday to witness the record-breaking migrant surge into the small Texas border town. Mayor Adams failed to make any connection between the recent increase in migrant arrivals and the massive surge in migration that captured the attention of Musk during his Tuesday media event. Related articles. NYC mayor says migrant crisis began with madman downing Texas busing program. Adams, "I never said, come one, come all to migrants." Photo, NYC to distribute flyers at southern border warning migrants you're better off in another city. Texas to sanctuary cities, gear up, more migrant buses on the way. Eagle Pass mayor, "We're abandoned by Biden admin. On border, Abbott has been helpful." Adams told reporters his visit to Mexico City, Ecuador, and Colombia will include a stop at the Darien Gap Jungle. The Darien Gap is a major funneling point along the route many migrants take to the U.S.-Mexico border. The number of migrants taking the trek through the dangerous jungle has set a new record in 2023, according to officials in Panama. Adams told reporters his purpose of the visit was twofold. One purpose was to see the crisis from south of the border, and the other was to spread his message to migrants contemplating travel to New York City, telling reporters, "And so we need to counteract those forms of communications that are basically saying you come to the city of New York, you're going to automatically have a job. You're going to be in a five-star hotel, all of those things that those who we believe are part of these smugglers, you know, are just encouraging people to come to the city. We just want to give them a real narrative of the congregant settings of, you are not going to automatically find employment, and give people the honest truth." Adams's messaging campaign bears a striking resemblance to the barrage of social media posts by the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security in blaming smugglers for misinformation rather than acknowledging that most of the migrants surrendering at the southern border are released to pursue asylum claims. It also fails to acknowledge that New York City provides benefits to the migrants that pale in comparison to those provided by other cities. As reported by Breitbart Texas, Danny, a Venezuelan national who arrived in New York City in May, was placed in a Bronx hotel, obtained employment with a nationally recognized cleaning company, and drove a company vehicle, unlicensed, across the George Washington Bridge to conduct business. Danny told Breitbart Texas he is paid in cash because he has not received legal authorization to work from ICE. In addition, Danny was provided a New York City identification card and a health plan that provides services with no deductible or premium. The Molina Healthcare Plan provides dental and vision coverage at no expense and only requires a $1 payment for generic medication or $3 for name brand medications. Danny provided Breitbart Texas with photos of his hotel, videos of his drive to work, copies of his NYC identification card, health plan ID, and photos of New York Army National Guard soldiers providing security and meal provisions for the migrants at his hotel. Danny and many others like him likely communicated this information to friends and relatives abroad, playing a more significant role in priming the pump than Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.